those of
what solutions they are. The problems we know. We know when there's yichud and when there's no yichud, that a man, basically a man and a woman together, when where they can't be seen, or no, or nobody else could come in, that is a situation of yichud. So how to solve it? So we mentioned, number one, we mentioned, and please correct me if I'm mixing it up with the shiur that I'm giving to men. So as far as I remember, we mentioned the concept of a shomer, didn't we? Yes? So we mentioned the concept of a shomer. Somebody who doesn't have a yichud problem is a shomer. One shomer during the day, two shomerim at night. Even during the day, you need two shomerim if it is out in the open. If it's out in the open, you're going to need two shomerim. Good. Now, let's think of other reasons to be makel. So you've got a situation where you've got the plumber coming along and you want to know what hetero might apply. So, did we mention a married lady, the concept of husband?
The end, yeah.
There we are. So we'll start off with that and focus on that more. So, a married lady whose husband is in town, called in Chazal, Baalo Bo'ir, her husband is in town. In such a situation, there is a chula. Since her husband is in town, there are two explanations of how this helps. There's no yichud. If her husband is in town, then there's no yichud. Why is there no yichud? There are two opinions amongst the Rishonim why there's no yichud. Why am I telling ladies about a machlokes Rishonim? Because we're going to need to use it. Rashi says that if the husband is in town, there's no yichud because he could suddenly turn up at any moment. It's his house, he could suddenly turn up. The Rambam says, no, it's not because of that. It's because there's a certain awe. If a lady's husband is around in the vicinity, there's a certain awe. She feels she belongs to her husband, and therefore she's not going to agree to have anything to do with anybody else. And therefore there's a certain protection. She's safe. She's not going to, we don't have to be concerned that she's going to get involved with anybody else. Now the difference between the two is that clear? The difference between the two is, what happens if your husband works in Wimbledon? Yes? South Wimbledon, an area, I don't mean the tennis courts, I mean the area. So it's right across London. Okay? You phone up the secretary and you ask to be put through to him, so you know there he is, speaking to you from the landline. You know it would take him an hour and a half to get back home. So according to Rashi, who says that it's because he could suddenly turn up, you know he's not going to turn up. According to the Rambam, who says because there's a certain awe, so even though he's an hour and a half away, doesn't matter. A married lady has a certain protection because she knows her husband is in town and therefore it's okay. If need be, of course the Rambam is a greater leniency. If need be, we can rely on the Rambam. So if we get stuck and we've got nothing else to rely upon, a married lady can say, look, my husband's in town. Because he's in town, therefore I'm okay. So, if the plumber comes, let's straight away put it into practical terms. The plumber comes and your husband's at work, so what are you going to do? You can't leave, you may not be able to, there are other solutions we can mention, but let's say this is the only solution, you've got nothing else to rely on. We'll say, okay, fine, the plumber's here, your husband's in town, you're okay. You don't have to worry about yichud.
Would that apply if your husband's in
the
hospital?
Interesting. If, chas v'shalom, somebody's husband would be tied up in hospital, yes, or in other words, he can't come home by himself. Or another example, let's have a happier scenario. He works for the Heathrow Aviation Authorities, right? He cannot leave the tower that he's in, otherwise there's going to be havoc, right? So you know that he can't come home, absolutely certain. Comes to the same thing. According to Rashi, it won't work, but according to the Rambam, he's in town. So therefore, it's okay. Okay? The disadvantage, yes.
How far out of town?
Excellent. Exactly what I was going to say. The only disadvantage is a very an interesting disparity, that if your husband's in South Wimbledon, it takes an hour and a half to get home, doesn't matter, you can use this cooler. Whereas if your husband works up the road, up the M1 in Watford, Watford is no longer London. It'll take him 15 minutes down the M1 to get home, whereas it'll take him an hour and a half in South Wimbledon. Whereas South Wimbledon is part of London, Watford isn't. Just the way it works out. Somewhere we have to draw a line. And therefore, since all the areas have joined up, so if it's London, it's London. If it's not London, then, yeah, obviously if we're talking about in London, then it's going to be that you don't have the heter of Baal or Boya. But because there is a lack of clarity as to whether really we're going to rely only on the Rambam, if you have anything else that you can use, don't just rely on the Rambam. So I think we mentioned last week about a lady going to a doctor for an examination. We said it's better if you ask for the door to be kept a bit open. Why? Even though this married lady is going to, even though this lady is going to have a situation where her husband's in town, nonetheless, the situation, since if you can leave it according to Rashi, no good, because the husband can't just barge in to the doctor's surgery and walk into the consultation room and say, "Here I am." Right? He may not even know that she has an appointment. Therefore, in such a case, best to leave the door open. That's always best, leave the door open. If there's no other solution, then Baal or Boya will work. Let's move on to other heterim. And that is, if the electricity man is coming, or the gas man to read the meter, you've got another heter. You can just leave the front door open. A concept of Pesach or Suach Le'ushus HaRabim, if the door is open, the front door is open, anyone could walk in. So a good friend of yours might see the front door open, and say, oh, so she'll walk in and say, hello, anybody there? Just to be polite, not to just barge in, but she's in, yes? Or, the front door's open, the policeman might just walk in and say, what's going on here, right? So there's certainly no privacy if the front door's open. But leaving the front door open, for example, when it comes to a plumber doing work, and it's going to take him a few hours to drain the system, right, is not really a security, it isn't a solution. It's a solution in theory, but not in practice. Also, if your daughter is a babysitter, and you have a problem with yichud, as we mentioned last week, because there isn't the right combination of children at home, then you're not going to want to leave the front door open for 3 hours of an evening while she's there. Therefore, you couldn't use this. Also, if your daughter's babysitting, she hasn't got the heter of her husband being in town. So, therefore, you're going to have to think. So, what else? We need to find something else. Okay? Another heter. One more heter that applies is, if you're sitting at the window, such that from the street you are in full view, so take the net curtains to the side, you can be seen. So if, as a babysitter, again, this wouldn't be so such a practical situation, because you'd have to be careful not to go away from there. But imagine if you were in a situation, maybe you were a secretary and you stayed at your desk, so you knew at that particular stage there would be a few minutes where you would be on your own, as long as you can be seen in full view, so then there is no yichud, you're not alone, because anyone can see you. And we're not worried that you're going to go and disappear off to another room, because otherwise you could close the front door as well. We're talking about from people who want to keep the halacha, so you're going to be careful not to, obviously, you're not going to do something, deal with it, whereas if your job as a secretary might be to answer the phone and the phone's in the other room, then you're going to have a problem. Okay, so as long as, again, being in full view of what's going on in the street is a limited heter, it might help you in certain circumstances, but not all. Yeah.
In the garden.
Interesting, the garden. I must tell you, when I gave a shir in shul, one of the men came and asked me and said to me, "You know what? I work sometimes our sukkah. We convert it into an office. So I work in the sukkah often, and my wife can go out shopping, and the cleaner's in the house. Now, have I got a problem with yichud? I'm working in the office. she's working in the house, my wife has gone to work for a few hours, she's not coming back, now what? What about the garden? Exactly the same situation. Now, a garden is not a main street, it's not the main thoroughfare. Therefore, again, who's going to see the garden? So the garden doesn't help. So interestingly enough, even though the husband's working at the bottom of the garden in the shed, and the cleaner's in the house, nonetheless, there is a situation over here of yichud, because nobody can see. They are a closed, it is an enclosed area.
If neighbours can see out their window, that's not,
if they could see, the neighbours could see.
Right.
Right. I suppose you're right that where he is, again, if he doesn't go into the house, so he is in a separate domain. I suppose you're right in that way. And I suppose so. Then if he is in the house, if he is in the shed, and the cleaner is in the house, you're right. Again, as long as he remains in the house, and we're not, again, concerned that he's going to walk into the house, but he couldn't come into the house, it means he's got to stay in the shed until his wife comes home. Right? Okay. Yes.
If there's no one that can physically see them,
oh, I'm coming to that. Excellent. I'm coming to that. Now, one more heter there is, and this is a practical one for a babysitter. If you give a neighbour the key, okay, so someone else has got the key. Now, it can't just be a theoretical possibility of you coming in. So we often will all give our neighbours the key in case we lose our key, we got locked out. So normally, you'll give your neighbour, one of your neighbours who's usually in, you'll give them a key. But this neighbour is never going to use this key to walk it barge into your house. She's just waiting for you to knock on and say, oh, I'm so pleased, I've got such a good neighbour. I've left, I've closed the door, and I haven't got my keys. So she's going to give you the key, but she would never walk in. So for it to work for a babysitter, it would only work if this neighbour was instructed to come in, I would say, you know, once or twice during the evening, make some surprise visits, and the babysitter would also know that there's a likelihood that somebody's going to come in. It's been arranged. Why has it been arranged? Just to prevent the problem of yichud. So your friendly neighbour would have to say, please, can you do me a favour? You've got the key. Please, I've got a babysitter in the house. We would have a problem of yichud without you. Would you mind popping in a couple of times in the course of the evening just to break the yichud? That would work. That would work excellently. Right, it would work with a plumber as well.
Would they have to have a key for that? It wouldn't be good enough just to knock on the door.
That's right. They would have to have a key. Without a key, so they can't get in. They can't get in. There was one opinion, one singular opinion, very, very great person, but nobody else, none of the other poskim agree. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, if somebody knocks at the door, there would have to be an explanation why they didn't answer. It works. Mm. But first of all, you wouldn't have to explain to the neighbour why it works, why he didn't answer the door. He just wasn't available. So therefore, in practice, it would have to be a situation where they would have a key and be able to gain access. CCTV is coming, is very good. So CCTV, if there is, in the office you work, there is constant CCTV coverage wherever you're likely to go, even though nobody's going to look at the CCTV in real time. But since there is a film, yes, it's always being filmed, so therefore again, you're not alone. So that would be an excellent solution to have a CCTV. Often officers have them anyway, in which case if you've got CCTV, it's an excellent solution. Secretaries would have this problem if they're asked to stay late at night and the boss has got work to finish, they've got deadlines to meet, so what are you going to do? So now you've got a problem. The CCTV is an excellent solution. Again, Baalo Bo'er, if a husband's in town, then that would also work. Again, according to the Rambam, it would work. If you go to the doctor and you get the last appointment, probably a good idea is to try not to land up in that situation. Last appointment could be that the secretary has gone home already. In that situation, you have got a problem with Yichud. Again, it's necessary, Baalo Bo'er, but again, better not to. It won't help keeping the door open of the consultation room because there's nobody around anyway. So in that situation, better Again, if there's any concern for your safety, you're going to the doctor because you're worried that something's dangerous, hilchos yichud doesn't apply. Yes, for any sophic sakana, if you're worried, so you can take a taxi, even in the middle of the night, even if there's nobody around, you can go to the doctor if there's nobody around, because pikuach nefesh, or even if you've got a concern of pikuach nefesh, overrides hilchos yichud. That's about all the heterim that I know. So one of all of these, either leaving the door open, or having somebody who's got the key who's going to come in, or being in full view, or having somebody else in the house at the same time. Right? Again, if it's the plumber, you really want to have a man in the house who hasn't got a problem with yichud. So it could be if you could possibly get your brother to come round, if you could get, you'd need a situation where there wouldn't be a problem of yichud. You need somebody to come over who is going to, he or she themselves won't have a problem of yichud, and that will be a shame, in which case you're okay. So that's about, so every situation you want to try and work it out, how best you can arrange it such that there wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. Chain on the door, if people can, if that's not anything to do with anything?
No. You mean if the door's chained?
Like with the plumber, like say for 3 hours.
Right.
And the door keeps flying open for me, and then you put the chain on, and it's not, doesn't help the chain, does it?
It wouldn't really help, because, in. Yeah, because nobody could get in.
Not really.
Can't really get in.
No, it's not enough of a gap.
So. Right.
People can poke it, but it's not enough.
Right. But in practice, if you need the plumber to come, you need the central heating to be fixed, you need a carpenter to come, or whatever it is, again, then you can rely on Bala Bu'ir, you know, if it's applicable. If the husband is out of town, you haven't got it. Yes? If it's your daughter who is at home and she's there by herself, she's got a problem. Again, I'm only telling you the problems that ladies have. Yes? We've got problems. If the men have problems, if the wife is out shopping and definitely not coming back, and the cleaner's at home. So we've got the opposite scenario. So to the men, I deal with those problems. So women, the other ones, although you'd also want to know, in certain cases, when there's a problem with the men and how do you deal with it. The answer is the women have got Bala Bu'ir in many cases, whereas the men, it doesn't help the fact that the wife is in town. Yes? So it's easier for the ladies than it is for the men. Okay? But if you don't announce, but genuinely you don't announce when you're coming home, you say, I'm going out, and I'm not telling you when I'm coming back. Right? Why am I not telling you? Because I want to solve your problem of hilchos yichud. You could do that. As long as it's for reals. As long as the lady's husband really doesn't know when they're coming back, that would be all right. That would be a situation where somebody who's got the key could genuinely come back at any moment, and in which case that would be all right. That would be a solution.
If there's a child over six,
yes,
then that's okay.
A child over six is good.
Yes, okay.
Is excellent. Whether it's a boy or whether it's a girl, over six, some say seven. Not clear, it depends on how sharp the child is, whether the child is going to know what's going on enough to go and tell outside and tell people that something's gone on, enough of a concern that people would be concerned, so therefore a child of something like six or seven would help, certainly, but again, these children are in school during the day, so you do, sometimes you do have a situation where possibly all you can do is leave the door a little bit open. If, again, security-wise, you don't mind leaving the door a little bit open, that would be all right. But again, that would be a situation where you don't have Bala Bu'ir, in which case, that is all you could do, really. That is all you could do, in which case you'd have to do it. You have to do it. Yeah.
I really want to apologise for that. I couldn't come last week. I couldn't get here.
Yeah. It's taped, so therefore you should be able to hear it. Yeah.
However, I want to ask, because I'm the only one here,
yes,
the same in our cloud.
Yes.
Now I'm in a completely different situation.
Right.
And
not just you, but the girls.
Yeah. Oh,
the girls,
yeah,
are in the same situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just thinking,
and, by the way, all the ladies around the room, if their husbands go out of London, they go to Watford to go and pick something up.
But
they're in the same situation.
Yeah. But I've got a situation, okay, so any Balashav,
right,
I live in a block of flats with a security door at the front door.
Right.
And in fact, I've done this because I did ask the landlord, I think right at the beginning when we were sitting shivering, he said, leave the door ajar. And I have done when I've had somebody, and I've left the door ajar. But of course, it's the same living here, that you only let really somebody in if they buzz.
Right.
And then they come to your front door. So even by listening to you now, leaving my door ajar, who's going to come in because they've got a buzz from downstairs?
What about people living in the other flats? Yeah, the other people living in the flat.
The thing to do is to help. I'll tell you what. But no, but you're right. Mrs. Stalick is right. For occasional person who might come in during the day, imagine during the day most people are out. So the occasional person who might come in isn't considered open to the street. You need a Pesach Pasuch Rishus Rabbi. The solution to that is ask one of your friendly neighbours, say, look, could you do me a favour? I'm leaving my door a little bit ajar. Please, feel free to pop in.
The one neighbour I would ask would never leave.
No, but you don't have to ask them to come in. You don't have to tell them to come in. Just tell them that you should know, but think, just for religious reasons, just say, we've got to leave the door open, and just feel free to come in. Yes, you can't do that. No, but it would really solve your yichud problems. Really solve it, wouldn't it? Because you know she'd take you up on it.
No, I've got an elderly gentleman next door, an Indian gentleman I look after.
Yes.
And he's always, in fact, Shabbos morning, he rang me at 7:25 and then he came and rang on my bell.
Yes.
So, and I said, if I shut my mouth up. Anyway, but also the other thing about sitting in the window, I have a lovely big window that I overlook nothing.
Yeah. Nothing.
No,
we can see your flat from the street.
No. I'm at the back.
I thought you were at the front.
No, I'm at the back.
Well, even if she's in the front and she's on the third floor or whatever, people down will not be able to.
And for me, it's a real problem.
I think from the street you can be seen. If you do sit at the front there, then you can.
You see, I understand. You're right in saying, yes, the young girls have got a problem. But my problem is completely different because up until now, I've been able to rely on Valley Burbank.
Right, yeah. As long as he was. Unless he was travelling.
That's right. But for me, it's a completely different situation.
Right.
And I don't quite know how to handle it.
Right. I think the thing to do is to find a neighbour who's not problematic. Try and find a neighbour who's not problematic, and then see, there we are, and then solve it that way. Or ask one of the ladies, whose husband is in town, to come. You've got a plumber coming. Please, would you mind? Could you come and be a shomer at that time? So she can be a shomer for you, because she hasn't got a problem with the plumber, so that would solve your problem.
Right.
There we are.
In theory,
we should open a gemach.
Yeah.
We should open a gemach for people to be shown a gemach. For people to come along, people have got a bit of time.
Is it a problem of yichud with me if it's a goyish or plumber, or only if it's a Jewish plumber?
Makes no difference. Makes no difference. Jewish or non-Jewish. Makes no problem.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Not everyone wears trousers. It could be a lady plumber, but you don't normally have those.
Can I just ask you, certainly.
I
can't remember where I remember this from, and maybe it's completely false, that it's possible that it's more chomer with an achri than with a yehudi.
I don't think it is more strict with a non-Jew than it is with a Jew. I don't think so. I think it's exactly the same. Right. It's exactly the same. Exactly the same. And therefore the same shomer, door open, etc. need to be. You know, so absolutely. So here we are. So let's just go through various scenarios again. Let's go through our list and start solving them one by one. So a lady visiting a doctor we dealt with last week. A plumber when the husband is at work we dealt with last week already. I mean this week now. A secretary and a boss at work. So again, if people, the doors open, anyone could come in at any time, it's open to the public, then there's no problem. If though the work is all done in an office, nobody comes in except by appointment, and the place is locked, then, and nobody else has the key, and normally comes in, then you've got a problem. All you've got to rely on is a situation of where the husband is in town, you've got that situation, where he's in town. Or, again, for an unmarried lady, so you're going to have the situation where you don't have a solution. You cannot, in practice, you can't take such a job. It just means, it's like, we can't take a job on Shabbos, that I'm going to have to work on Shabbos or Yom Tov. I was going to do a degree in chemical engineering. David Kahn's father came up to me and said, do you realise what chemical engineering involves? You can't stop a plant. A plant has to continue working, 7 days a week, 365 days. You mustn't cool down a chemical process. It's got to keep going. Don't become a chemical engineer. You have to work on Shabbos. So the answer is that there are certain situations where you just cannot take a job. And again, a man might have a situation where he's the boss, where he may not be able to take a secretary. So it works both ways round. So you have to work it out. Either you have a male secretary, if there exists, or you work out a situation where there is no yichud problem at all. So yes, this will have an impact on certain jobs that you want to take. So make sure, before you take them, that you have a yichud problem. Again, normally they're solvable. Normally the problems aren't insurmountable, and therefore you like, but it is worthwhile knowing that beforehand. And staying late at night, when nobody is likely to come, is again, has its problems, and one's got to make sure that one of the solutions are available to you. Babysitting, we discussed last week. Relatives, we now know that relatives, which were almost all relatives, are a problem, except father, son, brother, and of course husband, and Shomer we've discussed, and the following. Car journeys we haven't discussed yet really. So car journeys is the following. If you want to get a lift, somebody says, going up to Chasna, who can give me a lift? So you say, oh, Mr. So-and-so is going with an empty car. Yes, his wife isn't coming with him, he's going with an empty car. With the greatest pleasure, you can have a lift. Of course, everyone knows that if you're sensible, you sit in the back, not in the front. That's just the thing. But now the question is there a problem with Yichud? Just you're together in the car. So the situation is the following. By all means, what would you say? Is there a problem travelling in the car with a man with whom there's a problem of Yichud? In principle, would there be a problem accepting a lift to go to Manchester?
I know you definitely have to go in the back.
Yes, by the way, that isn't halacha. There's no hadin that says that you have to go in the back.
Well, it's
just, yes, it's just befitting. It's the right thing to do, yes.
And also, I do know that when the driver's driving,
yes,
he has to concentrate on the road.
Right.
I mean, if he starts trying to do something,
right,
there's going to be a crash.
Right.
So while he's driving, that in itself must be some sort of shyness.
That's quite interesting. That's quite interesting what you mentioned.
But once they stop,
right,
then there's a problem.
Right.
What I thought. I
good, know. Absolutely. But anyway, during the day, you're going on the M1, the car's coming all the time, so therefore there's no problem. No problem at all. In fact, there's no problem at night on the M1, because there are always cars on the motorway. So you'd be alright. The trouble is, only at night, when you come onto the side roads, imagine it's very late, you leave a chasna at 10 o'clock, 10:30, the time you arrive in London, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:30. So you're still okay on the M1. Yes, M6, M1, no problem at all. The trouble is, once you get off the motorway, the side streets are a problem of yichud. So what are you going to do? Are you going to get out of that stage? And thank you very much, that's quite enough. I'll walk the rest. You're not going to want to do that. So therefore, that's one possible problem. Again, if there is a problem of yichud in the car, if you're by yourself, that would be a problem. It also, what might be a problem, it isn't usually a problem, is if the windows are tinted. If the windows are tinted, no one can see in.
Tinted, do they have to be really dark or something?
Such that you can't see in. Mm-hmm. Such that you can't see in. Again, normally the situation, I think that is quite a valid point. Someone's driving. So again, the question is that a situation of yichud? Because, again, there is nothing, we're not cautious that they're going to put themselves in such a situation, but in principle, if the windows were completely tinted, in a situation where the car is stopped, stationary, in that case there could be a problem of yichud, and therefore that has to be borne in mind. That would be a problem even in town. That could be a problem. Okay, let's go through other situations. Elevators, we mentioned that elevators are not a problem, normally speaking, because the elevator stops every floor. It could stop, even if it doesn't in practice. When it comes to cleaners and au pairs, again, these are the problems for the men, and we've discussed that. When it comes to, siblings, friends of siblings staying overnight, you're not back from chasna, you're going to come back terribly late, okay? And you may have the following situation. Your daughter has a friend whose parents are away. So they've asked you, could your daughter's friend come and stay overnight? So again, you've got to work it out. If at home you've just got a son and a daughter, and now your daughter's friend has a sister, comes to stay over, then you've got a situation during the day, it wouldn't be a problem, because your daughter would be the shomeres. But at night, it wouldn't help. You need a second one. So there's a situation that you know, they know, and you know, that you're not going to be back till late. It could be you're in town. It could be that you're at a chasna. They know you're not going to be back before 12 o'clock, for example. In which case, there is going to be a problem of yichud that needs to be sorted out. The fact that you have a key doesn't help, because everyone knows you're not going to be back before then. Okay, so therefore, again, that's a situation one has to be careful. What about a boarder? If you decide you're going to subsidize, try and help in the recession, you decided that you're going to rent out a room. So again, consideration has to be given to this. If it's a man who's a boarder, then it could be a serious problem. Because if your husband's in town, it's all right. However, there is a limitation to when one's husband in town helps. If this man who's at home is very friendly with you, somebody who you've got a friendly relationship, a brother-in-law, the heter of your husband being in town doesn't work. So the Gemara says. So if you're at home and your brother-in-law turns up from Manchester, come for a chasna, so on his way in he stops off, and your husband's at work, so you say, well, normally you'd say, I can have the plumber come in, that should be all right. But it's not going to work for your brother-in-law, because the concept of your husband being in town is that you feel that's it, you're reserved for your husband, you're not going to get involved. But the counterbalance of that is that this person is somebody who rightfully is close family, and therefore you would sit down and have a friendly conversation with them. You'd feel comfortable to do that in the way that you wouldn't do with just anybody. In that situation, you do have a problem of baal or bo'ir, and that won't help. There's nothing that will help. In other words, you've got to think of something else, like leaving the door open, something else, somebody else with a key, who, etc., etc. You've got to use that. So the husband in town wouldn't help. And for this I come on to a situation at work which needs care, and that is, sometimes, if you're working in a big company, you're going to be involved not just with other women, but you're going to be involved with other men. You're going to have a working relationship in a large, certainly if it's a largest company, you're going to be working with this one, working with that one, etc., etc. Now, if you're assigned a particular job, particular project, and you're assigned a particular project with, I don't know, Jeffrey, yes? But Jeffrey is the guy, or the yid, doesn't make a difference who he is, and you're working at this project together, there's going to be a very close working relationship between the two of you, because you'll be constantly discussing the problems, the hurdles, how you're going to get around it, how you're going to meet the deadlines, what resources you need. You'll be going to the boss, you're going to be working not just that you'll be working together with somebody, you're the secretary, or somebody else is below you and they're working with you, whatever it is, but you're going to have this close working relationship with them. Or it could be that, and I've had cases like this in Northwest London since I've been here, where the husband has opened up a company with Mrs. So-and-so. And they're working from wherever it is. They have an office, they work from home, whatever it is. This is a situation where Baal or Bu'ir won't help. Since, again, these two people are pali-pali, because they're working together in a working relationship, the fact that the lady's husband is in town could come in at any time, he isn't going to help. And therefore, there will be a problem of yichud. Even if there isn't a problem with yichud, I cannot advise you strongly enough not to get involved in such a working relationship. I know from the time that I've been here of more than one handful of marriages that have broken as a result of it. So it is an unhealthy situation to have a close working relationship with a man who's not your husband. It's just asking for trouble. In working situations, you're going to have to work in some way, cooperate with other men. But that can be on a basis that your friend, that you're polite, but there isn't this close working. Don't get in a situation where just the two of you are assigned a major project, where day in, day out, you're, you know, in contact. It's just asking for trouble. And unfortunately, when people ask for trouble, trouble normally says, fine, no problem at all. I'll give you one other piece of advice, and maybe with that we'll stop and then we'll take questions. This may seem to you to be absolutely wild, absolutely mad, but it isn't. If you want to be able to keep the things, should, where possible, your name is Mrs. So-and-so, or your name is Miss So-and-so. That is, I can tell you that I've been to Rabbanut offices in Yerushalayim, and I've seen men with long beards, yes, with big hats, and women with beautiful shetels, even with a tichel. And I've walked into this office, and the whole language, the whole pali-pali, it's just, I couldn't believe it. I was absolutely disgusted. So there's a certain barrier, a certain natural, can be very polite, very helpful, but my name is Mrs. So-and-so. We're just funny that way. We're just a funny breed. Yeah, we don't work on Sabbath, we don't work on festivals, we have kosher meals, etc., etc. We also have this funny thing, I'm called Miss So-and-so. I can't judge for you whether you can always do it, whether you think it's just not going to be absolutely OTT. What I can tell you is, if you can carry it through, it is the safest, it is the best protection possible. You can be polite, you can be considerate, you can be charming, but you are Mrs. So-and-so, or you're Miss So-and-so. That's who you are. And when it's like that, there's always that reminder, there is that natural distance that will protect you from anything going further than it should go. That is exactly, and it works. Many people have told me, it is absolutely, both men and women, they've come back to me after and said, thank you so much, this makes life so much easier. I can be polite, I can be friendly, I can be cordial, I can work on a regular basis, and I feel there's a certain safety here. And the same is true for the men. They should also, the same thing, I'm Mr. So-and-so, terribly sorry, I'm Mr. So-and-so. Why? Please, it's nothing personal, we just a funny breed. That's what we do. I think you'll find that it'll help. Again, I can't tell you that the halacha says you must do it. So I'll be very careful in this shiurim. When the halacha says you've got to do it, I'll tell you the halacha is like this. When it's a chumrah, I'll tell you there's room for it in halacha, but it's only a chumrah. When it doesn't appear anywhere, but I'm just giving you, trying to give you a piece of good advice, I'll tell you it's my good advice. If you take it, you do. If you don't, good luck to you. And that's really, we'll stop at this point over here and leave the rest for the next year, Mitzvah Shem, in 3 weeks' time. In 3 weeks' time, Mitzvah Shem. Any questions? Yeah.
We have a number of people who are B'nai Bias with us on and off.
Right.
Adults.
Yes.
To some extent, we're in loco parentis, but the fact is, they're adults.
Right.
Is there a problem? Can one still rely on Bano Be'er under those circumstances?
We have
become very close.
Right. If you feel that they become very close, I don't think you can. The story in the Gemara, which is where it all comes from, is a story of Rav Yosef, one of the Amoraim, and he lived with his wife on the ground floor. In the attic was another Amora called Rav Bibi. And Rav Bibi said, Rav Yosef was out of the house. Rav Bibi said, "Ooh, Rav Yosef's gone out of the house. Please take away the ladder between the attic and the ground floor." So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? What's going on?" But Rav Yosef may have been out of the house, but he was in town. So why was Rav Bibi worried? So he answered, he says, "I'm a regular lodger here. I live here. Because I live here, so I commonly will talk to Mrs. Rav Yosef. And I'll, politely, and I'll, but we have, the channels for conversation are freely open. And therefore, I cannot rely on Baal HaBo'er. Therefore, yes, when you have such a situation, you have to think of something else." So a friendly neighbour who at the drop of a phone call will be happy to pop in to solve a yichud problem is an advantage. Then you tell her, "Look, I've got somebody here who otherwise I would have a problem with yichud. I can't leave the door open because of security reasons, but therefore please do me a favour, pop in a couple of times, you've got the key, use the key, I'm having this problem from now until I tell you later." That is something which will work. I think just popping in, in other words, like this, in principle, the very fact that you know that she could come is enough.
Mm.
But if she doesn't come at all, she never will come, because it's just good enough that you phoned her up that she could come. So then, it isn't a reality. It isn't a reality.
Just popping in like this for 2 seconds, they don't have to sit and stay.
You don't have to stay at all. There just has to be a sort of, you know, a presence. So for example, I'll give you an example. One of my boys had English lessons, private lessons, right, from a lady who lived on her own. Okay? So in that situation, what we did was we asked her, "Would you mind leaving the door a bit open?" So in the beginning she said, "Fine." And after, she said, "We've had some problems, some burglaries, I feel insecure." So we said, "Would you mind duplicating a set of keys?" And what I would do was that sometimes I would pop in just to pay her in the middle, and then I'd say, I'm coming back. Sometimes I'd pop in just to see how they were doing. And I said to her, "Listen, I'm going to pop in every so often, purely because of the halacha. Please don't take offense, don't get a shock." What I would do was, I would knock and open at the same time. So I would knock just out of decency, but I wouldn't wait, because otherwise I haven't solved the problem. But I would knock and open at the same time. So if you have that arrangement, that you're going to knock and open, yes, every so often, sometimes it'll be once, sometimes it'll be twice, just whatever it is, in such a way that there is a definite presence, in such a case, you've broken the yichud situation, in which case you're fine. In which case you're fine. Yeah? Does that make it? Okay. These are halachas that many people don't know. Really don't know. Many people, men and women, but it is possible with a minimal amount of organisation and just forethought to sort them out and to continue living a normal life with these halachas. Very good. Good, lovely. 3 weeks time.